A clinical trial which could offer new hope to people with Parkinson's disease is starting at the Royal United Hospital in Bath. From today, doctors at the hospital were recruiting patients to take a cholesterol-lowering drug to assess its impact on the progression of the disease in Parkinson's sufferers. More than 127,000 people are living with the condition in the UK. The study is being funded by the Cure Parkinson's Trust. John Stamford is a patient advocate from the charity. I spoke to him earlier and asked him why this trial is significant.
The main thing that makes this trial different is that rather than looking at simply symptomatic treatment of Parkinson's, this trial and this drug are hopefully going to show some effect in the long-term progression of the condition. So at the moment, there are no drugs available that will convincingly slow down the progression of the illness. So we can certainly treat the symptoms, but we can't slow it down. And we're optimistic that this one may help us to do that.
And the symptoms, the one thing about my grandmother had Parkinson's disease, and the one thing I remember were the terrible tremors, which actually left her in a lot of pain. What other symptoms are there for Parkinson's sufferers?
Well, the main symptoms are easily rememberable by the acronym TRAP, which stands for tremor, rigidity, akinesia, and postural instability. And of those, postural instability is problems with balance. Akinesia is the fancy word meaning the inability to move. And rigidity is obviously self-explanatory.
Now, a cholesterol drug is being used in this trial. A lot of people will wonder why.
That's a very good question. The drug in question is simvastatin, and although it lowers blood cholesterol, and that's its principal use, the one for which it's licensed, there is reasonable preclinical data and data from other long-term trials in other conditions that it may be neuroprotective.
Which is quite incredible, isn't it, really, that a drug designed for one thing is hopefully going to help with another condition?
Well, many drugs, of course, have different side effects, and some of the side effects are actually beneficial, and that seems to be the case in this case.
And so far from what you understand, how optimistic are you about what you hear about what this drug might do?
From the preclinical data, it certainly has all the properties that one would anticipate of a drug that might slow Parkinson's. And the clinical trial that was conducted in multiple sclerosis was also positive as well. So I think cautiously optimistic. It's hard to put a sort of 1 to 10 number on it, but cautiously optimistic would be my tone, I think.
And because this is already being used, not for Parkinson's, but for another condition, might this mean that this drug is actually available sooner than another drug, which is completely new to the market and hasn't been tried or tested?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. This is very much the strand of the Cure Parkinson Trust. Research that we're interested in. This is what we call the Linked Clinical Trials Program, which is a way of looking at existing drugs which are already available, and repurposing them essentially for Parkinson's, which of course means that a lot of the regulatory considerations can be circumvented, and hopefully the whole process sped up from the usual sort of 10 to 15 years to a much shorter time frame.
And these trials are hoping to recruit 198 people across the country. So the trials are underway, or are you hoping to recruit even more people?
We're very much hoping to recruit. The trial is essentially starting as of now. The way to recruit patients is a very long web address, so the easiest way is to go onto your internet browser and search for PDSTAT.
Is that a D? D for dog?
Yes, Parkinson's Disease Stat. PDSTAT.
PDSTAT.
And if you did Google that, you'll find the relevant web page, which will help you to work out whether you wish to join the trial.
Okay, John Stamford from the Cure Parkinson's Trust. Many thanks for joining us, but.